So if a major earthquake hits your city, what's the first question you ask? It's probably not just, is my building still standing?
Exactly. It's, can I go home? Can I get back to work tomorrow?
Right. And that's what we're doing a deep dive into today. There's this growing global agreement that buildings in New Zealand need to be dramatically stiffer, not just to save lives, but to be usable, like immediately after a quake.
That word usable, that's everything. Our mission today is to really unpack the research, a lot of it coming from Professor Santiago Pujol at Canterbury University. It all points to one thing. Our old philosophy of flexible buildings might be outdated.
Okay, so let's get into that. For decades, the idea here in New Zealand was to let buildings sway, you know, absorb the energy. But this new consensus says the opposite. Stiffer is better.
It is, because all that swaying, that movement,
Yeah.
engineers call it drift. And if you have too much drift, the skeleton of the building might hold up, but everything inside it just gets shredded.
So partition walls, windows, ceilings.
All of it, they get destroyed.
Yeah.
There's this fascinating test on a five-story prototype in a Taiwan warehouse, a steel and concrete box. And in the stiffer version, the damage to things like gypsum boards, doors, even the ceilings was, well, it was drastically less. The structure itself protects all the non-structural stuff that actually makes a building work.
And this isn't some brand new idea, is it?
Oh, not at all. Japan has been building this way since the Great Kantō quake in 1923, Chile since the 30s. This is a proven concept.
So we're shifting from what you could call a life safety minimum to a functional resilience standard.
That's the perfect way to put it. Current New Zealand codes are fantastic at keeping you alive, but the building can be a complete write-off afterwards.
Which means massive downtime for businesses and people left homeless.
Right. And if you look at critical buildings like hospitals, the data from Chile is so clear. Their hospitals are built to be stiff, to be robust, and they consistently stay operational after a major shake. They work when you need them most.
Okay, so this sounds like the gold standard, but it must be incredibly expensive, right? I mean, making a building that much stronger.
You'd think so, but that's the most surprising part of the research. We're talking about an increase of only 1 to 2% of the total building budget.
1 to 2% for that level of resilience.
I know, it's an almost negligible cost for a massive return.
So if the cost is that low, what's the holdup? Why aren't we changing the standards tomorrow? Are there like hidden engineering trade-offs? Does it complicate the foundations?
That's the urgent question. And yes, a stiffer superstructure needs a well-designed foundation, of course. But the cost is so low that Professor Pujol believes New Zealand could act a little faster.
And are those conversations happening?
They are, with the Ministry of Business, Innovation, and Employment. The evidence is just becoming overwhelming.
So while the standards are catching up, is anyone here in New Zealand already building to this higher standard?
Yes, absolutely. You're seeing local innovators step up, especially with durable, concrete-based solutions. A great example is a company called Stackcell Structures.
Saxel. Okay, so how do they solve this stiffness problem?
It's really out the geometry. A typical six-story Stackcell building has an interstory drift of less than 10 millimeters.
10 millimeters. And what would a conventional steel building do?
Oh, it could easily drift more than 100 millimeters each way. So the difference is just, it's night and day. That minimal movement is functional resilience.
How do they achieve that rigidity?
It's quite clever. All the walls, both internal and external, are concrete shear walls. One source described it as being like a honeycomb of concrete walls across the floor plan. It creates this incredibly solid, durable mass.
Honeycomb. I like that analogy. So the whole building acts as one single rigid block.
Exactly. The analogy they use is perfect. Imagine a brick sitting on the ground. When an earthquake rolls by, the brick just moves with the earth. It doesn't flex or break.
And because it's so stiff, you don't need those big seismic gaps you see in other buildings.
None. No gaps. No holes in your submarine, as they say.
Yeah.
The whole envelope is sealed and solid.
So let's bring this all together for our listeners. The global shift is clear. The world is moving towards stiff, durable buildings you can use right after an earthquake.
And the innovation to do it affordably is already here in New Zealand, which really leads to the most important question, doesn't it?
Which
It's
is?
a question for everyone listening. What would it actually mean for your life, for your community, if you could just walk back into your home or your office the day after a major quake?
The economic and social impact of that,
Yeah.
it's staggering to think about.
It is. And that's the future we should be building. The technology is here right now.